I'd like to tell you an Aesop fable. It's called The Mouse and the Bull. The Mouse and the Bull. A mouse who thought he was mighty bit a bull on the nose. The bull gave furious chase to the mouse who had bitten him on the nose. But the mouse was too quick for the bull and slipped into a little hole in the wall. The bull charged furiously into the wall again and again until he was tired out and sank down on the ground, exhausted with his efforts. The mouse and the bull. Back in the 80s, the 1980s, psychologists began to think that there was something missing in standard psychological tests, especially the IQ tests. That's the test that measures people's intelligence. Back in the 80s, then, it spurred one professor of psychology to write a dissertation about the effects on people's emotions, on behavior. And he titled the paper, Emotional Intelligence. From that point, EI, emotional intelligence, has become a global movement. Today, some professionals are claiming that EI, emotional intelligence, affects our behavior more than our intellectual quotient, more than our intelligence. And so if we look at the mouse and the bull in our Aesop fable, we can guess that maybe the mouse had an emotion of self-aggrandizement, you know? And the bull gave way to his angers and rage, the mouse and the bull. When all was quiet, the mouse darted out again and bit the bull on the nose again. Beside himself with rage now, the bull started to his feet. But by that time, the mouse scurried back into his hole, and the bull could do nothing but furiously bellow and fume in anger. We hear this weekend Jesus' famous parable of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and that fits very well into our emotional intelligence. The way that we handle our emotions, the way that our emotions affect our behaviors. Jesus starts by saying, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And what Jesus is actually doing is quoting a rather angry passage from the Bible. It's from the book of Deuteronomy. And this is what it says from the Old Testament. You shall show no pity. Your rule of life shall be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, and a foot for a foot. Wow, that's from the Bible. And that is the rule of retribution, the get-even approach. And it's clearly based in our emotions of anger and hatred, topped off with a little bit of indignation. Those who follow the eye for the eye approach would not be too successful at work, huh? Or maybe the family. Or maybe the inner circle of friends. The reason? The emotions have gotten the best of him. There is a low emotional intelligence. They let their anger control them, and they are unwilling to assess their behaviors. Jesus applies this same outlook a little bit further on In the book of Leviticus, Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's from the Leviticus. It's from the Old Testament. And it's a rather low-level emotional intelligence. And it was touted as the way to behave for centuries until, that is, Jesus came along. Which brings up again our Aesop fable, the mouse and the bull. The mouse darted out and bit the bull on the nose again. Beside himself with rage, the bull started to his feet and he became more furious. He bellowed and fumed with anger. When Jesus gives us the new way of offering response to those who hurt our feelings, to those who hurt us, he is giving us very, very high levels of emotional intelligence. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn and give him the other. When we operate out of that emotion, we become geniuses. And you know why? They lose. And we win. I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And the ones who think are harming you, they become little mice who scurry away in holes. And you become a majestic. After all, our enemies, we think that they're so big, but they're nothing more than little annoying mice who suffer from self-aggrandizement. Mice, little people, who would aggravate us and run away into their little holes. Why give them any power? Why give them any power? So the next time somebody gets under your skin, remember EI, emotional intelligence, and remember Jesus. You will become so smart, so adept, that you will be just like my Heavenly Father.